There's this is another homage, and something I really loved about the suburbs. We were in a slow town. The town got kind of intense in the 80s. The Reagan era was a very fast-moving time. Electric trains came to our town, and people started to go to the city much faster and do much more stuff. So, but in the 70s, it was kind of great, and we had all these hippies around, and my parents were fascinated by them because they had, you know, they. My dad had Rodale's Organic Gardening magazine. Did any of you read that? It was, yeah, thank you, because it was a thing. It was ubiquitous. And also, he kept all the copies, like, cataloged in the attic. So when the hippies came along, they were like, oh, they like organic gardening. They're the kind of Rodale people. So so one of the people we let into our house, we loved her, and my parents loved her. And they let her do anything that she wanted when she was with us, and we were all the better for it. This is called The Babysitter Story. Tonight was just great. She taught us the sign for peace. Now she's made us some popcorn. We've turned out the lights and we're watching movies. I don't understand, and she tries to explain how a spaceship is riding through somebody's brain, and there's blood and guts and she's the best one that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad, and she tie-dyed my shirt and she pierced her own ear, and it's peace, man. The babysitter's here. Her boyfriend is Tom, but we call him the king of romance. He wears an American flag on the butt of his ripped up pants. And will they get married with kids of their own? Says not if she's going to college, we won't. And he kisses her. Oh, someday I'll have a boyfriend just like that. She's the best one that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad. And she got mad at dinner when Tom drank a beer. But peace, man, cool. Told us that she'd be the unicorn wearing the pink leotard. And there she was leaping up just like she said, with a sparkling horn coming out of her head. And she's whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't wait to give her the card. Can't wait to give her the card. So the play was called The Unicorn, and she was the unicorn, so that means that the star was my babysitter. But it's Saturday night, I can't sleep, I'm watching the news. She says, do me a favor, don't go with the guy who make you choose. And I don't understand, and she tries to explain, and all that mascara runs down in her pink, cause she's leaving me. Oh, you're the best one that we've ever had. You sit on your hair and you're tall. My dad,
major for college next year. So hush now, peace.